Over the coming weeks, we're hearing from local legends who have been recognised by their councils for their extraordinary contributions to the community. The City of Victor Harbour has recognised Stephen Hedges with an award for active citizenship ahead of Australia Day for his ongoing commitment to environmental education and conservation. He's a founding member of the Save the Granite Island Penguins Committee. He's a long-time member of Friends of Granite Island Trees for Life and the Back Valley Tennis Club. Those commitments just scratching the surface. He joins me now. Welcome, Stephen.
Oh, welcome, Jenny.
Thank you. Yeah. Hey, congrats. What does this recognition mean to you?
Well, it was as I guess it is for most people, it was a real surprise. It's quite funny in that Moira, the mayor, rang at a stage. I was actually working on the island with the Fogies, Friends of Granite Island. And, I happened to have a hose in my hand and I realised the person in front of me was the one who recommended me. So he nearly got a spray for all the good work he did, but he had that look of, I thought, I know who's organised this. His name's Pip.
Yep.
And Pip had this smirk, and I said, I think I know Moira who dobbed
him. That's nice of him.
Yeah, it is about friends and how they obviously recognise what you do, which is lovely.
So, yeah. I mean, you do lots of stuff and you commit to lots of different things, but environmentalism is your big thing, isn't it? It's something that you're passionate about, right?
Yes, it is. And I guess having worked a long time as a teacher, children are really, really important. So I just always am looking at those future generations. And I know it's a big thing to say, but even from the point of view of my own grandchildren, I think it's such a shame that saying that people often say to me is, I remember when. And I think it's such a shame that we lose things. And that's where probably the penguins have come in on Granite Island and sort of accept it and sort of move on to what's next. So I'm just trying to work as hard as I can to try and save what we've got, maybe even improve it a bit.
Absolutely. What drives you to save the little penguins?
Oh, well, it's not just the penguins. I guess about 20 years ago I got invited to be a tour guide, and I'd been involved with the local environment, with groups and parks and reserves and saving areas and restoring areas. Like, there's a billabong near our high school where we set that up for the school to set up. So things like that I'd been doing. And then doing the tours, I realised how lucky we were to have these little unique animals on Granite Island. And having travelled and having people also come from around the world, I realised that we were really lucky to have them, pretty unique creatures. So over the last 20 years, the numbers dropped quite dramatically over time. And so the world's a pretty tough place, I realised, for our little penguins. So they're a bit of a priority and they are a bit of a key, a bit like having a frog in your garden. If you've got things like that, you know the world's not too bad around you. And penguins are a real test of how good the world is.
Right. And you've been working really hard recently with the Causeway developers as well, because that's all been complete. But there were some environmental concerns with the whales and the penguins there. So you've been sort of guiding them through that, I hear.
Yeah, it was really nice. And it was one of the factors which deep down I thought, well, this is the disturbance from people is a big factor on Granite Island. And I thought, well, this is probably going to double or triple that with a new causeway. But they really, really have cared. They've done so much to help. They've helped with some funding. They've helped with, like, even when noise was happening, we'd put sound mats over burrows, anything they could do. They actually caught a fox, which no one else has been able to do up to now. Which was a big problem back 2 years ago when we had the attacks. That dropped us down from 40 birds down to about 16 after the fox attacks. So they've been brilliant. Everything I could ask, I went this morning and asked some questions, and they've even just called me back with some answers. So they're helping me out with things whenever I ask. And to reflect how wonderful they are, they have a core group of about 12 staff. And at the end of the project, they printed some shirts off, and I was presented with my shirt.
So that was great.
And the shirt's got a penguin on it.
Gorgeous.
That was great.
With me at the moment is Stephen Hedges. He's a Victor Harbour Award for Active Citizenship recipient for Australia Day. Any highlights over the years doing your volunteer work, Stephen?
The tours were always wonderful. They were highlights, like going out. And I think 1 year we kept records. I think we had 68 countries come that year. People represented 68 countries. So, and hearing about conservation in other places was wonderful to match up with us. Recently, the trips with Flinders has been great. And as I said, the work with Conlon Dow, giving talks to people, I'm always on call for that. I've got my regular, I think I've got bookings this year already for schools who have camps here, and I might do some trips to town. But chatting to people, wonderful talking to kindergarten children, I must admit, they're brilliant. I gave a talk and they donated some funds, which was the children's choice, was to give money they'd raise for other things, and said, can we give it to the penguins? So they're highlights. And then on the other end, I just did a talk for an aged care facility locally, and lots of service groups and other people I chat to. So they're all highlights. And my volunteers, I've got nearly 40 volunteers now that we formed up a couple of years ago, and they've all become friends. I keep touch of them each day almost, and they've become good friends, and they go out there now taking a lot. I was doing it on my own, but now with them we have two volunteers go out nearly every night of the year and look after the penguins, which is great. They're all highlights, and seeing penguins come home and feed chicks is always a big plus.
I bet. Checking out the chicks.
Yeah, checking out. Yeah.
Is there anything that we can do as visitors to the island to help protect the little penguins?
We're getting a lot of visitors because obviously people are obviously used to travel overseas and other places, and now the borders are open. Grand Island is very, very, very busy at the moment. If you do come over, there's going to be more signage, but basically with any of the wildlife, especially penguins, definitely the bright white lights we have now will blind them. That's all the wildlife. And penguins' eyes are about six times more sensitive. So a blast with one of these new white lights will blind them for anywhere up to a few days. So that we're trying to get people to think about the lighting they take over. You don't really need a torch. There is lighting around, and we tend to see more wildlife without the lights. Keeping a distance. We're getting a lot of people climb onto burrows, and we actually have had eggs and chicks. And we try to say, well, we know from our research that 5 metres is freaking the birds out a bit. So if you can stay back at a distance, that's great. Definitely no dogs. We tried to put up signage and things like even the push bikes zooming through or loud noises, anything like that can bother them. And, so just trying to realise there is wildlife, especially at night. And if it's breeding season, which we're at the end of now, just stopping a bird for one night could be the difference between getting food home to chicks that are underground and we're not aware of. So, trying to be... you probably, if you visit the island, might see our volunteers and they can help you out. But we're at such low numbers now, we're not doing anything like a tour. We don't release almost where they are because we just want the last few to get through, at least especially this breeding season.
And as an environmental educator, I mean, we've got some extraordinary young people these days, but it's a bit of a weird time, isn't it? Because it's a little bit grim looking into the future with concerns about conservation. How do you feel about it? Are you feeling hopeful? What are your thoughts about the future?
I think I've always got to feel hopeful because I don't think I'd keep going. And just like I said, looking at kids, my grandkids, everybody, you sort of got to keep going. There's no question about that. And the other thing I look at is I can't believe after what wildlife, and I work with other areas and people too, with other animals, but if I look at the penguins and I think they're coping with all this and still coming back and having babies and chicks, and I think to myself that everything around me is trying, as far as the wildlife and me looking at the future, we've just got to keep trying. But I do love, if you get to with children, my year eights I talk to are great. Their ideas are just brilliant, and their hopes are there. I'd love to be able to show children wild penguins on Grand Island, so hopefully we can do that. But it is going to be the way things are looking, and I know we have a new master plan coming, which I hope could help. It is going to be a tough world for wildlife. It's a little bit like when the virus hit. Things were brilliant on Granite Island because there were sadly no people around. And I think it might sometimes mean we have to give wildlife a chance in a way. It's a thought I have, is give them a break sometimes to to recover, like a little breather, and then hit them with all our plans and developments sometimes might be good.
Yeah. You sound very passionate about it, so it's great that you're continuing on with this work. And, yeah, thanks for doing all the stuff you do, and congrats again on your award.
Oh, thanks, Jenny. Yeah, it's lovely. It's nice to share. Oh, thanks for that opportunity. That's great.